Welcome to Jurassic Park.
TheFanCritic.com.
God damn it, Z. Jurassic fucking Park here. We're fucking pumped.
I know, I know this was gonna get picked sooner or later. I've been waiting for it.
Mm-hmm. I had to save this for the last of 2013 of our reviews here or whatever. This is huge. People was talking about, oh, how Star Wars changed cinema or whatever. No, Jurassic Park changed cinema.
The only thing I would say is Star Wars changed at the time.
Yeah,
but what Jurassic Park did, that can't be unmatched.
Mm-mm. And goddamn, man, the effects in this is still beautiful. I was rewatching this last night. And I was just looking at it. I was in amazement. I was just like, this is the most gorgeous fucking 90s film ever.
Mm-hmm. Did you go when they released it in 3D this year? Did you go see that?
Yeah, that was back in April, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did go see that.
How was that?
Had a great fucking time still.
Yeah.
It's funny because all the 3D re-releases of films or whatever, which I've been usually saying before that, it's like, oh, why are they re-releasing that? That doesn't make no sense. But then when I go see them, I go like, man, this movie's still good. Damn, it still holds up in theater.
And the cool thing about this movie is that, yes, the special effects are amazing, but even the overall movie, it's awesome as well.
Yeah, I love the characters in it, especially Jeff Goldblum.
I didn't like the female doctor, but, yeah, Goldblum was
the
shit.
The kids.
Nobody likes kids. They should have been aborted.
No, exactly. Like the bitch turns on the fucking flashlight when the goddamn Tyrannosaurus Rex is coming. I was like, what is wrong with you? That's gotta be the stupidest thing you could ever do, whatever. It's like, if a big-ass creature was coming, would you turn the light on to get his attention?
No.
Exactly. I'd sit my black ass there and act like he don't see me and shut the fuck. P1, don't you see that? Shut the fuck up. If you don't see him, he don't see you.
And where are the black guys in this movie?
Yeah, but I was just about to say, my black ass probably would, as soon as he would have saw that, I'd been like, Mama! I'd have ran out that car and started running down. Mama! Help! There was one black guy here. It was Samuel L. Jackson's twin.
Yeah.
That dude looked just like Samuel Jackson.
God. He never has a day off. The fifth movie we've done with Samuel Jackson in it?
Damn it, is it?
I want to say so. It could be around that. He's like in everything.
God damn it. He just looks the same, too. That's just...
No, the only thing that changes is his hair. If it's either he wears glasses or an eye patch or no eye patch or nothing.
He doesn't. That motherfucker doesn't age, though. Samuel L. Jackson has got honestly, he could probably just stand up and say, I've had the best career out of any actor ever.
Even without winning an award?
Yeah, even when I win an award, because he's been in every fucking thing. It's like, oh, well, you never was in RoboCop. Ah, bitch, I'm going to be in the remake.
Oh, he was in superhero movies. Oh, he's pretty much in every one, but...
You never been in a classic like Star Wars? Yep, yes, I have.
He was never in a dinosaur... Oh, yes, he was. He was in a dinosaur movie.
Exactly.
He was...
That motherfucker... He can literally say he's been in every kind of genre whatsoever.
Has he been in a horror movie?
What's that movie? Is it Fortuna 1408?
Oh yeah.
Kind of like a mystery horror movie or whatever.
Yeah, okay, okay. That counts.
What would you count Is he going to be in the sequel for Sin City?
No, I don't see it on there.
He's not, his name not on there? I could have sworn I saw a poster with him on there or whatever, that's why. So.
No, shit, who's taking over Duncan's role? Someone's taking over Michael Clark Duncan's role, and I can't think who it is.
Okay, I thought I saw a poster with Samuel L. Jackson on there or whatever, and he obviously has some weird-ass hair and shit like that.
Oh, Dennis Haysbert.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Allstate guy.
Even this year, you can say that, like, oh, he hasn't been a big role in anything, but he's been in shit. I mean, Samuel L. Jackson, I mean, he can, his work is so profound that he is not typecasted at all, so.
Mm-mm. I mean, look at all this, he's one of those actors that's different in a different character and everything.
Mm-hmm. He's always the token Negro in the movies.
I would say since, like, 2000, he's just been a busy motherfucker. He's got, like, three or four movies released a year. So, dude's busy.
I can't remember how many he was in this year, but I know recently he was an Old Boy, so that's one.
He is the voice in Turbo, and that's it.
Turbo, yeah. Turbo, Old Boy, and he might have been in something else. I can't remember.
That's what it's saying. I mean, maybe something got released. But, no, that's pretty much it. But... You know, he's in pretty much every superhero movie now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's granted to be in every Marvel movie now because of playing the main character of bringing a team in, which is Nick Fury or whatever. It's like, oh, what superhero do you want to be? It's like, what superhero you want to be or what part of this team you want to be? Because that one is going to be the one that's going to be in every one of the fucking movies. So, yeah. So he's guaranteed to get a higher paycheck than most of some people.
And
so.
The cool thing about that, when he was young, well, you know, early in his career, in like the 90s, he didn't have like big roles. It wasn't a cameo, it was just a small part. But then,
more of a supporting actor back then.
Yeah, but as soon as the late 90s, you know, 2000s hit, he started, you know, his own shit. I mean, he was Shaft, you know.
Yeah.
The dude's amazing.
Damn, how many brothers just said they play Shaft?
Two, right? Roundtree and Jackson, right?
Yeah. He's played a homeless dude that tried to rob a burger joint, you know?
Which I didn't know he was in that movie.
The McDougals or whatever the fuck that place is called. The McDowells, whatever.
McDowells, it was McDowells.
Yeah, the bootleg McDonald's, pretty much, yeah, so. Damn, but you know what, this ain't Samuel Jackson award nomination week or anything like that. This is Jurassic Park, people.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking love this movie, man. I can't even express that enough.
Okay, I know you said Crow might be the best movie of the 90s. Where do you put Jurassic Park at?
Oh, it's like second.
Second?
As like, if I want to go as far as like a movie aspect, Jurassic Park is better. But for me, personal favorite is The Crow.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, Jurassic Park, I mean, it doesn't have a cult following like Crow did.
No.
But,
it has a cult following in the Hollywood era as far as, like, directors, actors, and everybody else, though.
Did you ever read the book?
I read, like, pieces of it. Like, I know there's, like, even kind of graphic novels or whatever. I actually looked more, because you'd think I would read the book more or whatever, but I actually looked more at the conceptual art of it. Because people was drawing all kinds of stuff, and the art is just amazing for what they did. Even for the new one that's coming out, I've been looking at art for that or whatever.
Oh, that looks so good.
Oh my god, it looks so fucking good, too.
And it's awesome that they finally got the park, like, up and running.
Yeah.
And they're gonna show that. I'm like, that'd be so cool. They should have done that in part two, but... Yeah. But Jurassic Park is an iconic movie, and it wasn't even nominated for Best Movie in the Oscars. Okay.
What would they consider this as, an action adventure?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
It's no thriller. There's not. I mean, there's some comedy, but not enough.
Okay, so I looked it up. It says adventure sci-fi. So yeah, I was gonna say, I could see this as a sci-fi film or whatever. And I was gonna say that's probably why I didn't get nominated.
It's just funny that this, like, Michael Crichton, who wrote the book, that he thought of this. You know what I mean? Like.
Do you think if this movie was to come out now, do you think it would get nominated?
Oh, that's a good... Oh. As a best movie? Or anything?
Yeah. I'm sure it'll win technical shit.
Well, since there's 10 movies, yeah, I would say yeah.
Yeah.
It made over $1 billion worldwide, so, and I think it's, you know, critics love this movie. I mean, I don't know what the Rotten Tomatoes total is.
I think it's like 92 or something.
93.
Oh, 93, okay, yeah.
That's pretty good. And, you know, Spielberg.
That's damn near a perfect movie.
And it's pretty much, like, if you look at the cast, besides Goldblum, nobody knows who anyone is in this movie.
Yeah.
But it is Steven Spielberg, and I think that's what maybe drew the people to it.
Yeah.
Besides not counting the dinosaurs, but...
Yeah, I was about to say, the dinosaurs drew me into it when I first saw it. I didn't know who the fuck Spielberg was when I was growing up, so...
Yeah, you were... Shit, we just had a 93 movie last week, and you were... What, six?
Yeah. So, what was the last week we did? We did,
We did Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah, that came out in 93 or 4.
93, I think.
Okay, so,
So this came out, the same time.
Oh, okay, yeah. So then, yeah, I was about the same age then.
Yeah, this came out in summer, in October, and Nightmare Before came out before Halloween.
Damn.
But this is a movie that you had to have seen in theaters to really appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't actually have that luxury of seeing in theaters when I was growing up. So,
and what's cool, what wasn't the cool thing about this movie is that everyone knew the basic dinosaurs, you know, T-Rex, and the flying dinosaur. I can't think of off the top of my head, and Stegosaurus,
pterodactyls,
yeah. And they introduced a new one that actually became very famous.
Yeah.
The Velociraptors.
Hey, man, what you saw Power Rangers, man. Come on, they had some dinosaurs in there.
Didn't Power Rangers come out after this?
Hell yeah, Power Rangers is where they got the dinosaur ideas from.
Yeah, sure they did.
It's
but,
the same with the tiger, baby.
Boogie with the bear.
Where the hell was the bear at in there?
But they introduced Velociraptors, which, you know, pretty much became a very popular dinosaur after the fact, and they got an NBA team named after it because of the movie.
Well, obviously you were older than me when this movie came out, because I was still in elementary
school. Yeah, I was 12, yeah.
I was like in first or second grade at the time when this came out, and that's all they fucking taught us was dinosaur shit. I swear to God, we used to watch dinosaur shit like a goddamn thing. Like those movies, The Land Before Time?
Yeah.
Man, I used to watch the hell out of them goddamn movies. Whatever. I knew about all these dinosaurs that were coming up.
You mean the... That movie that spawned, like, 15 sequels?
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, how many? I only had three of them on VHS, but then I knew as I got older, they were still, like, making more of them.
Well, it's
I was like, man, this movie was not.
Yeah. But let's get a little rundown on this, because we're both freaking pumped on this movie.
I am. So go ahead. Give
Jurassic Park, directed by Steven Spielberg, based on Michael Crichton's novel, starring Sam Neill, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum. Budget $63 million, which is impressive.
That is fucking impressive.
For what they did, that was fucking impressive. Worldwide box office gross, counting the 3D release this year, $1.029 billion worldwide.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty much it's about bioengineering CEO John Hammond takes over this island in Costa Rica and uses technology from mosquitoes to create dinosaurs to make it a theme park for people to come in. And he brings in...
That setup was amazing, too. I gotta suck that setup dick, though. Like, how they... Because, like, I like how they even question it themselves of just bringing it like that. It's not possible to get DNA from a dinosaur. It's been over 60,000 years, whatever, since they've existed. And they did that whole breakdown of the mosquito, how it used
to... Oh, when they were showing the video?
Yeah, that too, whatever. When they were showing the video of how the mosquito took the blood from the dinosaurs, and the mosquitoes are just like a fossil, they can fossilize, and what they did is they used technology to get the blood out of the mosquito and then recreate, pretty much by cloning, dinosaurs.
It really makes you... It makes you think that if that's even possible, because, you know, mosquitoes have been around, you know, beginning of time, so you gotta wonder...
It would have been funny if something else would have came out of that cloning machine, is what you're saying?
Oh, the mosquito got something else?
Yeah.
They cloned the caveman?
fucking caveman comes out, or a fucking Martian comes out, or something like that.
No, he fucked up.
Jesus comes back. Jesus. Jesus comes back.
That'd be funny. They find Jesus.
I can see him at a presentation now. He's like, "We have brought back the first baby Tyrannosaurus Rex out of this machine." The light goes away, and the smoke clears, and then this dude in a white robe comes out, or whatever. It's like, "My children." Like, what?
Another thing? Now, you know, watching this movie, the security was not that very impressive for the dinosaurs. You have to admit that.
No. I don't even think it would. Personally, I wouldn't even call these people security there or whatever. Like, it looked like everybody here was just scientists. Scientists or doctors. Nobody here looked like they were part of security.
Just that one guy, the raptor expert, mm-hmm. who I liked. I liked him.
And that guy was like a Crocodile Dundee type.
He was. He had the hat and everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call him security. He was more of like an animal hunter or some shit or whatever. And stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, my God. I liked him, though. I liked a lot of people in this movie, which I'm shocked that I would like a lot of people in there. One thing I do got to say about the special effects before you continue with the synopsis here is that this is probably the first movie, I want to say, that I saw where the special effect integration with the characters and everything else around the surroundings, whatever, looked damn near perfect.
Oh, it was. And, I mean, I don't have, like, a special edition DVD of it, but I'd really love to see the making of this.
Oh, the making is amazing. I have the Blu-ray set of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, it's, I mean, you know, compared to back in 93, that's very impressive. Like, to now, people will be like, whatever. But, you know, 93, it's just technology wasn't advanced as it is today. They went old school on a lot of things.
I'm shocked that this movie, as huge as it is or whatever, I'm shocked that I don't hear more about it than I do as compared to, like, a Star Wars or something else.
Well, like I said, I don't think there's not really a cult following for Jurassic Park. So that's the bad thing about the movie. But people still love the movie.
Yeah.
But to continue, John Hammond invites scientists Dr. Grant and Dr. Sattler and mathematician Ian to visit the park and make sure it's safe before they open the park in Costa Rica. And then all hell breaks loose. Which is a given.
Yeah, because what's his name? Fat ass kind of fucks it up.
Newman.
Dennis Nedry's?
What, you mean Wayne Knight?
What was that?
Wayne Knight? Newman?
Yeah, Wayne Knight. Wayne Knight's ass.
Newman.
Dennis Nedry. His fucking ass.
Yeah, and he's selling it to a competitor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is funny because isn't John Hammond, that's his fucking father in here, isn't it?
I don't know.
I remember they said a line or whatever when I was watching or whatever, and I was like, wait, that's his dad? I was like, oh, damn. they're related in some way. I forgot if it wasn't his father or not or whatever. And I was like, yeah, what kind of shit is this, man?
Yeah,
one thing I have here is the people that work on this island, well, at least as far as, like, Wayne Knight's character goes, whatever, I don't think they understood the situation of what this island is or whatever, or I don't think they were taking it that serious, mm-hmm. because Jeff Goldblum's character, they have, like, a round table meeting, or, like, a dinner, kind of, whatever, and I thought he brought up an interesting point, which was going through my head when I first saw this, whatever. It's just like, I don't think dinosaurs and humans would get along, and they're not fucking dogs. You can't just take them to a trainer and train them, whatever. Jeff Goldblum brings up, he's like, I don't think this is such a good idea. He's like, you think you can train these things or whatever, but look, this is an island that you want to show off for a tour to make a profit off of, but what happens when dinosaurs feel harmed or anything like that? They're going to attack on natural instinct.
Mm-hmm. I don't think even if they're unharmed, I think they'll just do it just to do it.
Yeah, exactly, because what are they? The carnivore ones are hunters.
Mm-hmm.
they're going to hunt, so...
They're going to kill anything in their path, if it's a human or another dinosaur or whatever.
Yeah, it's a natural instinct, and I thought that table scene, honestly, that was like the best dialogue scene in the movie for me, whatever, because they all brought up just interesting questions and points of this whole world of, like, recreating something that was part of their time,
mm-hmm.
that bringing them into there, like Jeff Goldblum said, this is part of something that was extinct, and they were extinct for a reason. They had their time, whatever. I don't think nowadays it'll work out that well. And I was like, I actually rewind that part like twice so I could just listen to everything, whatever.
It was actually very smart.
Mm-hmm. The setup was really good for this. I gotta give the setup like more credit than anything before we get to the special effects part.
But yeah, I mean, it was very smart that they actually kind of said that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because that's what we're all thinking.
Yeah, it's pretty much they went to what the audience thinking that, you know, dinosaurs. I mean, Goldblum was right. Dinosaurs had their time, and we're bringing pretty much, I would say, someone new to a new environment. It's kind of like bringing like a foreign person somewhere that they never been. Like, say you bring someone from Africa who's never seen like, you know, a city like L.A. or Chicago, and you throw them right in there.
Yeah, it's like, or it's like anything, like bringing a caveman to the 21st century, you know? It's going to be a reaction or whatever. And I like how John Hammond, how he was just looking. He was like, but you guys are all doctors. You're part of the scientific world, whatever. Don't you find this at least interesting? And I like Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill, and Laura Dern, because they had the reaction, yeah, we're scientists, but we're still human beings, you know? Mm-hmm. And we still see what could happen if things go wrong here.
Yeah, and he never said why he did this. What was Hammond's reasoning for starting this park?
Yeah, this is just his field of work, that's why.
Yeah, we didn't know what he did. I just know he was a CEO of a biometrics, or bioengineering company.
Yeah, and he was like a dinosaur a major or whatever. He was like, this is part of his job, whatever. He's intrigued by this, and that's why he brought along these three doctors, because that's what they studied. So he figured they would appreciate it more than anybody of what he'd done, because this is revolutionary. I mean, to do what John Hammond has done, this is iconic. This is, nobody else has done this in the world, whatever. So yeah, I would probably, if I was John Hammond, I'd probably be excited too, where I probably would forget about the consequences.
Well, then you find out there's a competing company that wants to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because right after they had that conversation, what happens?
Yeah.
Goddamn power goes out. Next you know, that T-Rex is loose.
And you, do you think they made the raptors more dangerous than the T-Rex?
They made the raptor, well, because they don't, I think it's the whole thing is they don't want to blow the load with the T-Rex and make it seem like that's the only threat in the world. When the raptors, there's so many of them, then T-Rex is only one.
Well, then they kind of changed it in the sequels. They made T-Rex, you know, they brought in San Diego, which was the main dinosaur. Then the third one, you had this weird dinosaur, like, pretty much treat T-Rex like he was a bitch.
Yeah, I kind of forgot the name of that dinosaur, and the sequels aren't that great.
Two was okay, then three kind of just completely missed the boat. I think they pushed it, like, you know, we haven't seen a Jurassic Park movie in, like, 15 years. Let's just do one.
Yeah, I was not a fan of two.
No, four actually kind of sounds interesting, but we won't see that till what, 15?
Yeah, I wasn't that hyped up about two. I was kind of actually disappointed. I was a little upset. I was like, ugh.
Well, it's kind of hard. I mean, with this type of movie, it's kind of hard. I mean, they could have just let the dinosaurs roam the island. I mean, it was a vacant island. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it was off Costa Rica, but it was like miles away from Costa Rica. So the island was in. There's no one there.
Let's look at it this way: the T-Rex is the main villain, and the raptors are the minions.
Okay. Okay, I can see
like,
that.
You know. Actually, you know what, though? The raptors are a pain in the ass. They're just as fast as the fucking T-Rex.
But then they got stupid with the raptors, making them like they can talk in part three.
Oh, my gosh.
This one, they were just smart. They can open doors.
All right, yeah. What the fuck was that?
But the funny thing is, right at the beginning of the park, they blow their load with T-Rex right off the bat. If you think about it, he was the first stop.
I don't think they blow their load with it. I think that was cool. That was fucking iconic or whatever, how it came out. And plus, they didn't do much with him in that scene or whatever.
No, they didn't.
Besides kill.
Kill the lawyer on the toilet?
Yeah, because that was in the first hour. I mean, the movie's over 2 hours or whatever. And that part where the T-Rex came was about 45 minutes into the film.
Well, I was talking about on the tour, like in the park.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That was like 45 minutes into the
film. Yeah.
So I don't think they blew their load or whatever, because you go on for another whole hour and 20 minutes or whatever, and before you see the T-Rex again.
No, I meant like at the park. You know, like you're visiting the park, your very first stop, and you see the T-Rex. It's like going to the zoo. And they blow their biggest load right when you walk in.
They showed the T-Rex?
No, like, okay. Imagine you're at
They didn't show the T-Rex.
Imagine you're at Jurassic Park. Your very first stop, the first dinosaur you're supposed to see, is the biggest dinosaur of them all. It's T-Rex.
Yeah.
That means they really blew their load right from the start by showing they're gonna show you T-Rex first. Now that should have been like the main event. That should have been like the last stop of the tour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But okay. I don't care about the imagine you're at a park. Do you want to see the fucking main attraction first, or do you want to waste your time?
I think anything I see at Jurassic Park would be big.
Yeah, I want to see the main fucking attraction. Let's take it this way. Do you want to see fucking Plastic Man first, or do you want to see Iron Man first? Come on.
I want to see Iron Man.
Thank you. So, hey, shut the fuck up. That's like when I went to Disneyland to go see the Iron Man exhibit or whatever and shit. Do I really want to go see, because I got to go through Mickey and all them when I first get to the Iron Man. Do I really want to see that shit first, or I'm there for the Iron Man exhibit, okay? I'm there to see the fucking T-Rex, okay?
Mickey might rape you.
Actually, I'm there to see the Brontosaurus, too. We're on ride that motherfucker. Especially, and that sick one, I would have rode his ass.
The Stegosaurus?
I'd have got on his ass so quick or whatever and been like, mush, bitch! Actually, my black ass would have been nowhere near that park. I ain't gonna lie.
So you would not have gone to this at all?
Hell no! Hell no!
Well, especially, they just had a park worker get killed by a raptor, like, before the scientists got there.
I mean, if the scientist is a walker, you know, Mr. Phenomenal One, we just ground away to clone dinosaurs. We have a live park in Costa Rica. Come with us. Where is it at again? Costa Rica. No, thank you. There is no fucking kind of police work or any kind of security work going on in Costa Rica right now, okay? All right, so no, thank you. Do I get a rifle or a grenade launcher? That's the only way I'm going to this fucking park or whatever. If I have a suit of fucking armor.
Yeah.
I got the goddamn Green Lantern ring. That's the only way I'm going to this goddamn park.
But one of the awesome, cool things about Jurassic Park was the cinematography. Mm-hmm. Right when T-Rex is going to hit, they showed the cup of water. With every stomp, it shook.
So like, iconic.
It was like the whole chaos theory that Malcolm kept talking about. And then you got
that scene is iconic as fuck.
It is, especially when T-Rex sticks his head in the top of the Jeep.
My ass would have been pissing my pants off.
The lawyer was a moron. He ran away.
That motherfucker ran to the bathroom and closed the door. Whatever.
He's like, fuck the kids.
I don't blame him. I would have done the same thing.
And how Malcolm not die?
But I'm going to tell you this right now. I would have kept running. I wouldn't just ran to that bathroom. I would have just been running. I'd have been running my ass off or whatever. But another good cinematography scene was when they first saw the dinosaurs, too. They saw the long necks.
Yeah.
And they saw all the dinosaurs. I can't remember what all the dinosaurs were there, or whatever. But I remember the long necks, especially. And they saw all the dinosaurs just walking around, or whatever. And then that music kicked in. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh my god! I think I just jizzed."
The music was good too.
Mm-hmm. Score was decent.
Just decent. It was John Williams.
Oh yeah, it was good. It was decent.
Yeah.
It served its purpose.
It did. But excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm eating.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, I hadn't eaten all day, so. And I think the kids, they kind of, like, were kind of, like, forced at it to probably give, like, a...
Family feel to it.
Because Grant, you know, Grant and Ellie, they were dating?
Yeah.
It was never said if they were dating or not. And he always hated kids.
Yeah.
So they had to make him a father figure when they stuck him with the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, character development.
I think another thing is the kids are more, well, everybody's vulnerable to dinosaurs, but when it comes to any kind of danger, kids are more vulnerable to any kind of threat adults are. So I guess it makes it feels just that much more threatening when kids are involved.
Do you think this is a family movie?
Yeah.
Because you don't see a lot, besides the lawyer, but you don't see it, you just see him get pretty much eaten as whole.
Yeah.
You don't see anything bad. I mean, yes, it's scary for, like, I want to say, like, maybe 8-year-old or 7-year-old. But
I don't think so. I don't think an 8-year-old, 7-year-old be scared of this shit no more. I mean, have you seen today's 8-year-old and 7-year-old?
No, I actually haven't.
I have. They're not scared. They got cell phones. Shit, they good.
They got pagers?
Yeah, they got all that shit, whatever. I mean, come on now. Yeah, today's 87-year-old wouldn't give a flying fuck about none of this shit, whatever.
But did you like the kids at all?
No. I don't like kids. I can't stand kids. No,
kids.
I didn't like the kids. As soon as we meet the boy, he's already annoying me. I can see why Dr. Grant doesn't want anything to do with him. I was like, he just will not shut the fuck up about this goddamn Buck Willie or whatever, and just close the door on him. And then the girl, at first I thought she was the mature one. She's cool with her. But as soon as that fucking T-Rex hit, her ass was got stupid quick or whatever. Which, you know what, it's understandable because it's a natural child reaction or whatever. But to the point where she turns the light on, I was just like, yo, that T-Rex is going to eat that white meat, baby.
But you don't know. I mean, I didn't know anything about T-Rexes. They see movement.
You didn't know that?
No.
God damn, what did they teach y'all about dinosaur school?
You seen where I went to school.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I have, actually, so never fucking mind anyway. I'm about to say, what the hell did they teach you? First of all, that's common sense in general, whatever. It's, you don't know T-Rex move by movement. Why the fuck would you flash a light in his eye?
Yeah. And how did Malcolm not die when he was
waving? No, go ahead and answer that question. Why would you flash a fucking light in his eye, whatever, if you're not trying
panicked?
To get his attention?
Come panicked? On, you know, she turned it on accidentally. I mean, panicked. She got
Why the fuck was she grab it in the first place? I don't think that was accidentally my ass. Shit, did she panic not to turn it off? Because the shit was on for forever.
Yeah.
The bitch deserved to get eaten.
That would never flow. Spielberg won't kill kids like that.
Yeah, Spielberg's a pussy. I hate that bitch. I hate that bitch.
he's gonna be after you now.
I would have had two ratings on this. Oh, it's PG-13 for the first 40 minutes. And it gets rated R afterwards.
This was a PG. Was this PG-13?
Yeah, I think it was PG-13. Yeah, it was PG-13.
But then we get, because they split, the group split up.
It been rated R.
It could have been. It could have pushed it. The
Mine
group
would have been rated R.
What?
Mine would have been rated R.
You would have had dinosaurs having sex with each other.
Oh hell yeah! I got a pro recreating shit. I mean, if like Jeff Goldblum said, make sure you wash your hands after putting your hand in that shit. You know.
Was he just there for comedy?
Oh yeah, he was perfect. He had the best one-liners ever.
Well, he does play the scientist and like everything, so.
Yeah, and he's this is the first time I actually believe him as a scientist.
Actually, yeah.
That's a lot of dinosaur shit too, by the way.
Oh, I know. It's like, I think it was bigger than the dinosaur itself.
That's like three fucking piles of that shit.
It just.
I like how she was just so calm of putting her hand in that shit too.
I know, like she sees it every day.
Even Jeff Goldblum was just looking at her like.
That's a big pile of shit.
Jeff Goldblum was the common man. He was me and you, you know? He was a man of just like, what?
Yeah.
If he wanted, here, help me check this out real quick. Hell no, I ain't putting my hand.
He actually didn't seem like he was impressed with the whole thing.
No, because remember that whole round, that table meeting they had or whatever, he's like, I'd still find this to be threatening. Yeah. You know? This is interesting and fascinating at first, but at the same time, I don't see. Well, because, what's his name? John Hammond's whole thing is when they were talking about it at the table is they want to make this into a tour to make a profit off of. And the lawyer guy was talking about, oh, we can sell it to the rich people, $2,000 a ticket or whatever, shit like that or whatever. And, you know, Jeff Goldblum's character is like, oh, that's how you guys are doing it. This whole thing is just to make a profit. It's not for, oh, because it's scientifically new or anything like that. That's nothing to do with really science. It's just making a profit off of.
Yeah, and they would have to, who knows how much money they put into this.
Damn, how much money do you think this will make?
Well, $2,000 a ticket? I would say, but yeah. I would say they're not probably going to make a big profit, because you got to think they probably spent maybe $1 billion or maybe a couple hundred million on this shit.
You think normal people would go pay and see this? Because I'm not going to lie, maybe if I was
fuck
younger,
no.
I think I would. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, people bitch about going to, like, amusement parks for $60. Imagine $2,000. And you can risk dying.
But they still pay that $60. So, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Z. Matter of fact, they pay $120 just to go to Disneyland. That motherfucker sells out every day, so.
Is that how much it is?
It's for probably Disney? More than that now or whatever. So don't tell me people don't pay that or whatever when it's sold out every day and crowded.
Okay, so the $2,000, does that include...
People pay $90 on parking.
Holy, what? At Disney World?
No, at fucking, like, in L.A. in New Year's.
Oh, I was going to say.
So I don't think people give a fuck about prices when it comes out to doing something spectacular or whatever.
Well, does the $2,000 cover the airfare to get to Costa Rica?
Shit, Costa Rica might be like goddamn vacation for some people or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to Costa Rica so I can go check out this Disneyland thing or whatever.
Yeah. But how they made the park, they had those doors, they open up. That was badass. It kind of looked like it was like a King Kong feel to it.
Funny, because Jeff Goldblum said the same thing. I would have got drunk and pissed on that door.
Mark your territory.
Here's what I think of your park. And, like, sir, can you come with us? Or whatever. And I paid $2,000 for this. I'm going to piss on this, okay?
And the cool... another smart thing that Goldblum said, he was like us. He was, you know, saying what the common person was saying about them, about the dinosaurs being females.
Yeah.
And that they're all produced asexually. And obviously that didn't happen because that Stegosaurus was pregnant.
Oh, what about when the baby raptor was born or whatever from the egg?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you want to kill that thing?
Yes, it kind of looked like a turtle without a shell.
It looked dangerous already. I wanted to squeeze him by the throat already. I was just like, yeah.
And how long do those things take to probably get the big normal size?
My black ass, I'd probably fuck with them raptors. Would be like, look here, got your baby raptor here, whatever. You fucking touch me, I'll kill this little bitch.
Hold it hostage.
Yeah, exactly. And then as soon as they, like, make that little noise at me, I start squeezing a little raptor's neck. I'd be like, you little shit. Then I'd throw that motherfucker.
Wow. You're never going to have kids.
I'll tell you this right now. If I was in a situation where I was going to die by raptors and I had a baby raptor in my hand, I would treat that raptor, like, so shitty. I'd be like, well, if I got to fucking die or whatever, then I'm going out on a fucking win. I'd ball that little raptor up like a little ball. And I'd launch his ass somewhere far. Then I'd be like fucking Tommy Lee Jones from Men in Black. Eat me. Fucking eat me. As soon as they get closer, I'd spit in their face and shit.
But they wouldn't, they would chew. They won't swallow you whole.
That is true. They'd be chewing my black ass up. It was like,
And it's funny though. Did you see when the T-Rex ate the goat? What, did he skin that thing alive? Or how did he... Oh. He threw that thing, and it obviously, you know,
Did you see his leg land on top of the car window, though?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I think a T-Rex would just eat that thing whole.
I think he had... you know what? Just from that, I think the goat tried to run, and he caught the goat by, like, the mouth, or, I mean, by the body, but the leg was hanging out, and the leg broke off and just flew in
there. Oh, like he was like a dog with a toy kind of wiggling his head?
Yeah, and then when you see the T-Rex, he throws him in the air. You know, he threw him in the air like as if he had a piece already hanging in his mouth. So he threw him in the air and just swallowed him whole. Where I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah. And I'm surprised. I'm surprised PETA's, if Jurassic Park was real, PETA would get, you know, go after them for using a goat for food.
They use a lot of animals in here for food. Remember they used that cow earlier.
Yeah, and... That was for the raptors, right?
Yeah, exactly. That shit was horrible. I was like, damn. I thought, what's his name? Dr. Grant was going to have a goddamn panic attack or something.
Yeah, whose story were you more involved in? Ellie's story, like, inside the complex, or Grant's story? Because he was in no danger, really.
That's hard, because, I liked Ellie... Because I liked the background that they were given about the dinosaurs and stuff. I thought it was just all fascinating.
Yeah.
To just know about it or whatever, as far as the learning point. But then, when you got Grant, that's where the adventure part is, you know? That's where the action is and the adventure or whatever. So, I don't know. That's kind of a hard question for me.
Yeah, and, you know, and the cool thing, you also introduced in a new dinosaur that kills Newman. That one that spits that poison or whatever.
Yeah, that they talked about that too on the tour or whatever, and he wasn't around or whatever. And it was funny because as they were describing it, they were looking their heads out the window and shit. And I was like, why the fuck are they looking out the window? Did you not hear what this thing does? It causes blindness and then paralysis.
Yeah,
I was
and
like, oh fuck,
that
that
thing
dinosaur.
looked huge in the Jeep. Did you see that? It looked small outside, then it
Yeah.
looked like humongous. I'm
I think they
like,
put that shit in the video game too.
oh yeah, there was a video game. I forgot about that.
There was one for the PlayStation 1 and one for the Sega Genesis. I had the one for the Sega Genesis, or whatever. It was like a side-scroller game. That game was a pain in the ass, by the way. Especially to get past that fucking dinosaur. I forgot to shoot that black shit out, or whatever. That motherfucker was a pain in the ass to get by, or whatever. But those little baby rappers, or whatever, I love tasing their ass with my taser I had, or whatever. That shit was hilarious.
And pretty much
I was a bully in that game.
Newman steals all the chromosomes or the DNA for the dinosaurs to give it to the competitor, and he obviously, crashes his Jeep because it's raining and loses his way and gets killed.
Because he's a
He's a dumbass. And pretty much shuts down the system, so all the security fences lose their power. They're electronic fields, right? Who knows if the dinosaurs are even going to be bothered by a field, an electronic field, because there's no electricity back in the day.
Well, it depends on how much voltage gets into that thing, and from the look of that system they had, it looked like a lot of voltage was going through there, because before that, I didn't really see any too many dinosaurs near them damn fences, so.
No. And then pretty much all hell breaks loose when the system is where you get the T-Rex attack, which is one of iconic scenes in the movie.
Yeah.
And the raptors are, they had their own little paddock, or didn't they have their own little section, like it was kind of enclosed that you couldn't walk into it, you had to walk above it.
Yeah, because the raptors are just some crazy motherfuckers. Hey, let me ask you a question. What would you rather deal with, the T-Rex or the raptors?
Oh fuck. I would say the T-Rex, due to the fact that the raptors were quick and they were smart.
Oh,
And
I thought you were going to say there's
there's
just
more
many
of
of them.
them. There was a lot of them.
There's a lot of them, though.
Because you saw he was a game warden, that's what he was, that one guy. He was going to shoot the one, and one, he's taking his sweet ass time pulling his gun out and everything. And then the one next to him, like, just kind of sticks his head out, and he goes, clever girl, eats him. And
Actually, you know what? The T-Rex is faster than the Raptors, because remember, the T-Rex was able to chase down a car.
yeah, that all that another cinematography, that one where it says in the side mirror, that was cool.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. If you can't outrun the T-Rex in a car, you kind of fucked on foot then.
Yeah, but the Raptors
I don't
can
know. I
be,
wouldn't know what.
they stick together. They're like
The
a
Raptors just. The Raptors win by numbers, but. If you was to go face to face with a T-Rex, at least with the Raptors, you might be able to outrun them. At least you can climb a tree or something like that or whatever.
could you
I don't
play
know what you
dead?
would.
I mean, T-Rex, what's their weakness? You can't move. Just play dead like a bear.
Hopefully that
Bo boogie boogie
works.
with the T-Rex.
Don't know, man, because my black ass would be like, if someone just told you, P1, don't move, don't breathe. That motherfucker would have been getting closer. I'd be like, oh,
Well, if it was dark out, do you
shit.
think the T-Rex could see you?
Well, he wouldn't have to see me because he'd heard my black ass screaming down the road. Your ass would have been like, see, that's why we never bring black people to these parks or whatever. Cause he would have knocked your ass out the way just to chase my ass or whatever, because I'd have been just hollering down the street. I would have alerted every damn dinosaur.
Get killed by one of the vegetarian dinosaurs.
I get killed by the fucking rain or some shit like that.
You'll run into one of the Stegosaurus's
Yeah,
horns.
exactly. I'd get killed by a fucking electrical fence or something like that. My blood. That T-Rex would be like, I ain't wasting my time chasing
Unless
that
he wants dark meat.
thing. Exactly. Whatever. I would have been hiding in some little corner somewhere, just looking out of a door or whatever. I am not prepared for this kind of shit, okay?
A weird thing is when Samuel Jackson died, his arm was in a closet.
Yeah.
And how did it just end up in a closet? You know what I mean?
Well, because, black people, their ligaments aren't as strong as white people, so.
That a fact?
It's a fact, man. It's a fact. It's a fact. Ask
Okay.
Jeeves about it. Ask
Okay. I will in about like 40 years when I die.
find that out. Don't worry. Remember, Samuel Jackson lost his arm in Star Wars, too.
Yeah, he did.
His ligaments aren't that strong as the common white man, so...
I wish we would have saw him die, like, in Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, giving a speech about and then the T-Rex just come out of nowhere and just eats his ass.
Yes!
would have preferred to see him get eaten by a T-Rex, or would you prefer, like, a sharp horn to just stab him out of nowhere and just keep walking away?
Well, the raptors killed him in this. I don't know. Because he wasn't...
Funnier.
Funnier would have been the horn.
Yeah, that would have been just hilarious, whatever. He just, like, he gives a speech, he turns around, starts walking, and he just walks onto a horn or whatever.
But they don't... But after all hell breaks loose, they kind of get rid of the comedy.
Yeah, pretty much the comedy. There's no more one-liners or anything like that with the comedy. It's nothing but panic and fear now once that T-Rex hits.
No, it kind of gets weird because the raptors are free, the kids make it back to the complex, and of course they pig out on all the food, which that food's been sitting there for a while. Do you really want to eat that shit?
Shit, you hungry, man. You hungry, shit. You gotta, like Jeff Goldblum said, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
and then you see that thing with the jello moving on the spoon, which was cool, because the stomping, which is the raptors, and the raptors chase them in the kitchen.
And that kitchen scene, it's nothing like being enclosed in a tight room, a small little tight room with something that fucking massive and dangerous.
Yeah. How cool was it that they used the reflection from the cabinets to trick the raptor? That was actually really, that was cool.
That was actually when the kids started being smart.
Yeah. That was the girl, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she made up for the light, the flashlight, somewhat.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think I pretty much said everything.
But what do you think of the ending, though?
The ending, man. Oh, man.
You know, the raptors are pretty much have everyone cornered, and T-Rex busts in and saves them. Like, the T-Rex is the hero.
Then T-Rex beats the shit out of those raptors.
He did. He ate them like he hasn't, fucker hasn't ate for days.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, all he had was that goat. He was like, he ain't had no people meat in a while, so, you know.
Well, you gotta think. I don't think they get full.
Yeah, look, that little ass goat didn't do shit for that.
And that lawyer, come on, that lawyer was skinny.
Yeah, that lawyer didn't have no meat on him or whatever. So, you know, he was just like, he's like, I didn't do this to save y'all. I was hungry.
you know what they should have done? Is he picked up the lawyer and just flinged him in his mouth and caught him and swallowed him whole.
Like he's fucking Voltron or something like that. He's going to control the human now. What if the human is still alive inside of him?
Yeah. But I didn't know if I liked the ending.
They should have made the T-Rex.
They made the T-Rex like the hero. I mean, there's no way. I mean, I have no idea how they would get off the island regardless, but.
Yeah, I didn't see the T-Rex as a hero. I just saw it as based back with going to what they said. A natural instinct for a carnivore like this is just to attack. It's not. It doesn't have any preferences of who to attack.
Yeah.
So there is no preferences of who to attack. There, once it's there, whatever. And the raptors were attacking it, so he's gonna attack back, whatever. It's not like, oh, you're my dinosaur brother. I'm not gonna attack you. You know, I'm just gonna chill out here. Because trust me, if those humans would have stuck around, he'd have ate their ass too.
And what were they running? Wasn't it the T-Rex? Were they running with dinosaurs, and the T-Rex broke free and killed some other stuff?
Actually, you know what? That'd have been a cool fucking scene. Had like they would have been like, oh, the T-Rex is our friend, or whatever. And then Dr. Alan Grant tries to pet the T-Rex, and T-Rex just eats his ass, or whatever. That would have been my Jurassic Park.
But I want to know how Malcolm didn't die.
Who?
Malcolm. Jeff Goldblum. Malcolm. When he was flinging it and he was running, then he throws the flare, and the T-Rex looks at it like, fuck you, I don't want the flare, I want you now. Pretty much destroys that entire bathroom. And I love the T-Rex's look on his face when he sees the lawyer sitting there. Like, he just, like, cocked his head, like, okay.
You know, since these are clones and DNA scenes, I wonder how evolved the brain is of these dinosaurs. And mainly the T-Rex, since he is the largest one.
Well, then they always said T-Rex had a small brain.
Yeah, he had a small brain. He was, you know, but I wonder, like, since he is just a clone and a DNA replica, or whatever, is it even tinier?
Maybe. Well, it probably still has its normal instincts.
Yeah, it has still his normal instincts or whatever, but I don't know, because, you know, sometimes those... We've been learning to know from these movies that clones always have a default about them.
Uh-huh.
And usually it relates to somewhere in the brain area. So,
yeah, so he didn't look really autonomously correct either.
They gave him a dick, is what you're saying?
Well, if we did, it's got to be like a dick, like a dog dick that it comes out.
He was fucking that longhorn when he, I mean that long neck when he was sleeping and shit. He's like, the long neck woke up and was like, hey, what the fuck? T-Rex ran away.
And okay, we keep picking on the little girl.
Yeah.
When she tried to reach her hand to touch the brontosaurus.
Oh my god.
Okay, you just witnessed hell. Would you really want to fuck with any dinosaur? I don't care if it's vegetarian or carnivore. Would you want to fuck with any of them?
She didn't even seem like the smart one out of the two, whatever, so I don't even think she knew which one was vegetarian or carnivore or whatever, to be honest.
No, that little kid, the little annoying kid.
The annoying boy knew, though.
That kid was, 9 years old and reading fucking science books?
Well, you gotta remember who his grandfather is.
Yeah. I would love to see those parents. Like, yeah, we'll send you guys to a dinosaur park.
Yeah, go with your grandfather. He's not insane.
Do you think he was?
I think he was a little crazy. I think he was a little crazy. I'm not gonna lie, whatever.
Well, he was...
goes back to that dinner scene or whatever once again, where he was just like, I mean, not that, well, that lunch scene they had, whatever, where they were just trying to tell him about the dangers, and he looked at them and was like, you guys are not fascinated for none of this, sort of.
He got offended.
Yeah, he got offended. He had that look in his eye. He was like, well, Dr. Grant, surely you can appreciate my genius. And Dr. Grant looked at him and was like, well, no, not really. And he's like, what? He was hobbling on that cane or whatever. Just saying.
Yeah, and you know he, you know, you get like the sad. He gets like the heartbroken when he's looking at his cane and got the mosquito in it, and the handle. Like his dreams are broken. They should have just killed him.
He's like Loomis from fucking Halloween. That's doomed to me or whatever. I expect him to be the same way with these dinosaurs, whatever.
I wonder if he's gonna be in the fourth one.
I hope so. I want him to make him crazier than
me. Like Loomis?
Yeah, exactly. I want him to be crazier. I want him to be like he couldn't give this up, whatever, no matter. Like, I want the movie to open up with, like, giving a news report of how dangerous this place was, and they need to shut it down, and then, like, he just can't let it go, and he still has, like, some of the DNA vials left, and he just, like, starts his own, like park or whatever, like, out of nowhere or whatever.
Yeah.
And he becomes one with the dinosaurs.
He becomes one with the, like, gorillas in the mist.
He'll be like Professor X, because he's already limping on one leg, so, I mean, by now, he should be in a wheelchair, so he can be like Professor X for the dinosaur. What would you give this man?
This is a bucket. There's really nothing wrong. I don't see anything wrong with this movie except the fucking annoying kids. But yeah. I'm not gonna fault the movie for that.
Which is funny, because the kids are annoying, but today, annoying kids would mainly take me out of a movie, but for some reason, even watching this yesterday or whatever, these kids, for some reason, didn't take me out of the movie.
Oh, I completely agree with you that the dinosaur is made up for it. The special effects made up for the stupid kids.
Okay, maybe it was that. Maybe it was nostalgia or something, whatever, because for some reason, the kids, even as annoying as they're introduced or whatever, for some reason, I was still like, oh, I hate those kids, but I was like, but look at that in the background going on. I was like, look at this right here. I did not get annoyed as I thought I would.
And I really like Sam Neill in this movie.
Sam Neill was great.
He was great. Everyone was great. All the actors were great in this movie, but I liked the game warden that got killed. He was actually the Crocodile Dundee guy. He was really cool, and I wish they would have gave him a little bit more to do.
I wish they'd have gave him an Australian accent.
He had an accent. I just couldn't picture what it was. I think it was English.
Yeah, because he barely fucking talks. So I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I wish they kind of gave him a little more to do, but I'm not gonna fault it because the special effects topped everything in this movie. It was.
Oh, Mike got a fucked up dinosaur up here eating me, Mike.
They should have just got the crocodile hunter.
Hey, Mike, gonna drown my thumb up that T-Rex's ass. I'm going to piss it off right now. Yeah, that, you know what? And then when Loomis, I mean not Loomis, the crazy ass doctor, when he gets crazy in his wheelchair or whatever, they send the crocodile hunter to go find him or whatever, and to explore this world of Jurassic World or whatever, and then he forgets what his main mission is, and he sees all these new species or whatever, and then he wants to jam his thumb up each or every one of these dinosaurs' asses.
Here's a question, since we've both established that the sequels were kind of shitty. Part 3, they went to the other side of the island.
Oh my god.
And there was dinosaurs there. So they
what was that?
They went to the other side of the island in Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah.
You know, that there was cover in water. So dinosaurs were on both sides of the island.
And they didn't know that?
Yeah.
You didn't fucking know that, whatever? I mean, honestly, that was like a... This trilogy was like a proven thing that sequels kind of get dumber the longer they go.
They did, especially that when that one's pretty much so focused much. Around a kid.
Okay.
And the raptors are smart, they can talk to each other.
You know, that was just a way just to get these people back on the island. That was just a fucking setup to say, hey, we want these people back on the island. How the fuck did that kid survive on this island?
And why did they go back in part two?
What was that?
Why in part two, why did they go back to the island?
Just to save that fucking piece of shit kid.
Okay.
I call him a piece of shit, whatever. I didn't really care for the people in that movie, whatever, but that was just a way to get them back on the island or whatever. And
I think it's just give Jeff Goldblum another movie to do.
They would have ate that fucking kid the first day he would have landed on that goddamn island or whatever. He wouldn't have known what the fuck to do.
Exactly. So what... What do you give us?
I gave it a high C, though. I love this movie.
Yeah.
Those sequels, but, you know.
one of the best movies of the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Definitely in the top five of best films of the 90s or whatever, bar none or whatever. But you ready for some comments, my friend?
Yes.
All right, so first comment comes from the movie fucker. He says, hey guys, do you guys happen to know what Oogie Boogie like wanted in this whole movie? Because I still don't.
No!
hey, see, he wanted some sweet ass.
Maybe.
The way he was talking, yeah, it sounded like he was just a smother away from saying, baby, I just want some of that ass right there.
That's a good New Orleans accent.
Well, I'm Creole, man. My family is from New Orleans. I mean, it's in my blood. I speak Cajun French a little bit. So
don't judge. No, it's never established what he wants. They pretty much lock him into a hole.
I think the establishment is that they live in Halloween Town. Everybody here is fucked up in their own right or whatever, so... It's not to say that anyone wants anything. It's just people here like doing what is the nature of Halloween? Scaring the fuck out of people and fucking with people.
Yeah.
That's his nature.
Yeah.
What is the nature of Christmas? Loving everyone and giving gifts to people and shit like that. That's Santa's nature or whatever. It's not no center what character def of what he wants or what he needs or anything like that. That's just him. That's the way he's born. He knows nothing more than to create just terror and scares. That's it.
Born? I want to see his parents.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he was born, man. Yeah, he had parents. Little Oogie Jr. He's a little Oogie Jr. and Oogie Sr. Oogie Mama. I don't know.
Oogie Mama.
Mama Oogie. Mama Oogie, you know. They all look alike.
Yeah. They all cover with bugs and like a potato sack or whatever the fuck he was made out of.
That dirty ass potato sack. Uh-huh. Hey, he sold his soul to the devil when he was in New Orleans one time, and he told these two transvestites, he was like, hey, I sell my... and then next, he woke up and he was here.
Yeah.
So he just wanted to get back home, that's all.
He just wanted to go to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, he's like Spawn, you know? Kind of made some mistakes here and then, but he's trying to get his life back together. Hey, next comment here comes from Adriana. She says, hey guys, absolutely love this film, but what do you guys think about the Wallace and Gromit series? Isn't that considered to be stop motion as well or not? It is considered to be stop motion, Adriana, but
I thought it was claymation.
It's claymation mixed with stop motion as well.
Okay, well yeah, claymation would have to be stop motion too.
Yeah.
But are those
they never
big?
had a theatrical release back then.
Are those big over here?
In America?
Yeah. I know over in England it's
they
huge.
Have fan. It has a couple following, but not as huge. Because these movies never get a theatrical release. I know the creators of The Wallace and Gromit, they did last year a pirate one. I forgot the name of it or whatever, and that one did pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I just can't think of the name of it. Yeah, I think it did make some money.
I think it's just called Pirate something or whatever. I can't remember of it. But it was actually decent, and it did make some money on it. I remember that for a fact or whatever. So, it's not a... It's not a wide range audience kind of thing, whatever. It's
and
just,
it's not well
you know
known.
About it, you'll know
yeah.
about it.
It's not as well known as
I used
Nightmare.
To watch that shit as a kid.
Wasn't that a comic?
I haven't watched any of it.
Wasn't that like a Sunday? Yeah, was it a comic in the Sunday paper or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. Little comic strips. Shit.
Yeah, I think they have a TV show over in England.
They had. Oh, I don't know about now. They had one back then. They even had it over here in America as well.
Did they? I didn't know that.
I was in England. I don't remember seeing anything about it, so...
Yeah, maybe the fascination died off. Who knows?
Yeah, or maybe Gromit died. I don't know. The dog was getting old, so... And you know what the problem was? That dog couldn't compete with Snoopy. That's what it was.
Snoopy took him out.
Soul is thunder.
Yeah,
Snoopy exactly. Snoopy took all the dogs out.
So Michael Vick was in charge of that one?
Yeah, exactly. Matter of fact, Snoopy sold Gromit to Michael Vick.
That's how he got caught.
Yeah, Snoopy took a Scooby-Doo out one night or whatever, got him wasted, and then he woke up in Michael Vick's cage and shit. And all, when he woke up, all he saw was Michael Vick shaking Snoopy's hand.
Yeah.
So yeah, Snoopy made sure every dog didn't matter.
I'm kind of waiting for a Charlie Brown stop motion movie. Do you think that can work?
They are making one.
They are making one?
I can't remember if they said it was live action or stop motion.
Ooh, a live action one? Oh. I don't think that can work.
I don't think they said yet or whatever, but I don't know. We'll see when it comes out. I think it's 2016 or some shit like that, whatever.
Okay.
But they are making an actual Peanuts movie, which should be interesting.
I love the comic, so.
The best Peanuts? Yeah, I love Peanuts. I love Charles Schutz and all that, whatever and shit.
Yeah.
Except when I kicked in the ass at Knott's Berry Farm and I got kicked out that day, so. We were kids. We all did stuff we didn't admit. So.
Exactly.
Next comment comes from Stacy. Stacy made her some eggs this morning.
Oh, you mad? She came over?
I roofied her ass. Welcome to the dungeon. P1's dungeon. I had like a movie spoilers breakfast this morning where because three of my, Adriana and Alex, their brother and sister, they usually go out of town this week or whatever because their family lives in, I think it's Detroit. So I told them, here, take this life vest. Take this bulletproof vest. Here, take this 9mm bullet because you're always going to need one.
But no gun. Here, just take the bullet.
Yeah, just take the bullet. You're just going to throw that motherfucker.
You can buy a gun on the streets.
Take this Robocop. So I just had like a little get-together breakfast thing at my place, whatever, and I guess Stacy saw the tweet or something like that. I was like, oh, I kind of whatever. I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Shit. And then, I'm not going to lie, I kind of forgot this morning because I got drunk last night. So my fucking door started knocking on. I was just like, who the fuck is that? And I was looking, I was like, oh, what's up? I was in. It was funny because I did that, Adriana, I let her help me or whatever. She made the eggs, right, whatever. And I was eating them. I was just like, these some good fucking eggs. I said, are these brown eggs or something?
are they farm fresh? Wait, you don't have farms
in
California?
Kevin Bacon from Super. I said, these fucking eggs. I said, you got some kind of egg crafting gift or something with those hands or whatever.
I was going to say, they got to be...
Those brown eggs?
They got to be store-bought because you don't have any farms down where you live.
I I said, I was like, are these little brown eggs? She said, you should know P1 in your fucking fridge.
You probably didn't remember buying eggs.
I was like, I got eggs in there? I said, wait a minute, these ain't eggs.
Those could have been raptor eggs, fool. We know you're starting a Jurassic Park.
I ate his ass. That shit was delicious too, son of a bitch, or whatever. I had a raptor soup last night.
Nice.
With the raptor still in my soup too, floating around in there and shit. And every time I tried to get out, I just stabbed his ass with the fork. Just like, get your ass back in there. You know raptors are very protective of their eggs, man. If they didn't see me, they would fuck my shit off.
Yeah.
They'd be like, that black son of a bitch or whatever. But Stacy says, she says, ha ha, thanks for those somewhat compliments, P1, that you gave me on the previous episode. Those were compliments, Stacy. I just want you to know that.
I guess I don't exist. I don't exist to Stacy.
No, you don't exist to Stacy. That's okay. That's okay though. I'll make her think about you. But
what the fuck? Is that in the dungeon?
They gotta watch out now because Alex, Adriana, they all ate over here now. They gonna have diabetes now because they're getting black people food. They gonna wake up and be like, why is my blood cholesterol all high and shit now?
I'm gonna lose a foot.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta lose a foot. Damn, how did I just gain 80 pounds in one day?
That would be impressive.
Why was this bacon thicker than usual bacon? It was funny because there was watermelon sitting on.
What?
You guys want some watermelon?
You know what's funny?
Freshly cut from that Mexican down the street down there or whatever. What's funny?
I just saw an infomercial for a thing called the Bacon Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You put stuff in there and like the bowls, it's like a... You, like, put bacon wrapped around a bowl, and you, like, cook it, and it hardens up. And it's like you put stuff in there, you can eat the bowl. I'm like, that's just, like, waiting for a heart attack to happen.
I was about to say, what the fuck? That's like a fried Twinkie or something.
It is.
Whoa. Damn, that's like, yeah, it's gonna die now. It's like with foods today, they, like, test your limits and see if you can live through this.
Yeah. Let's see if your heart stops after a few bites.
That's like the Luther Burger. Have you ever heard of that shit?
Mm. No.
Okay. A Luther Burger is two Krispy Kreme donuts, glazed, chocolate, whatever you want, whatever. It uses bread on a 6-pound patty, grilled cheese, 6 strips of bacon, onions or whatever, and it's all like, and it grilled the donut as well, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I gotta send you pictures of that shit, dude. You will die. This place I used to work at or whatever, back in downtown LA or whatever, the lounge next door to it started serving that shit. And I was just, like, talking about it everywhere or whatever, and I was like, I will pay for somebody to eat that shit. I will pay for that. And somebody ate it, and I was just standing there looking. I was, like, looking at him. I was like, oh, my God, that shit looks like you just... Like, he asked for his donut not to be grilled, neither. So, like, they just took 2 glazed donuts and just stuck it on top of that shit. I was like,
oh, my God. Did you see the pain he was probably going through inside?
It took him forever to eat it because the patty was thick as fuck, dude.
6 pounds?
The cheese looked nasty. Yeah, 6 pounds.
Oh, my God, I'm looking at a picture right now.
Yeah, you looking at it? You see it now?
Oh, my God.
That is like heart attack.
That doesn't even look good.
Just imagine a glazed donut on top of ground beef. That sounds gross.
It does. Oh God. What? Who sells that?
A lot of major cities. I hear that. I even heard that Krispy Kreme wanted to get into making sandwiches and shit, and this was part of it, probably.
Oh my God. That's just too much.
Look, this one got an egg on it.
Yeah, I see this one's got Swiss cheese. Oh.
You imagine, though, bacon and a donut? That must taste weird as fuck. Like, the glaze is dripping all over the patty meat, too. Oh, my God.
I see one that's a sprinkled donut.
Yeah, they got sprinkled one, too.
Dude, that's like your calorie intake for the week.
I would not have to eat for a whole month in order to eat this.
I don't think I could eat that. Donuts and a burger? That does not... No.
You have to be a starving motherfucker to eat this. I gotta tell you that right now.
Did they test us in, like, Africa to see if people like it?
Whatever happened to the FDA? I thought they test this shit out before they just sell it to people, whatever. Have you seen the triple bypass one?
Oh, God, I don't think I want to.
It's with, like 3 6-ounce patties on it, 3 strips of cheese.
That's what's called a triple bypass. Oh, my God. Oh,
she looks horrible, doesn't it?
And it's $11. There's a quadruple, too.
$11 is actually cheap, too, so I can see why people are buying this.
Dude, you gotta eat that thing like a thing of corn. There's no way you can stuff that in your mouth.
Yeah, your arteries are gonna be clogged like a motherfucker.
You might die after eating that. That or you gotta take a massive shit afterwards.
If you can, shit.
Yeah, you're gonna be clogged up.
If they tried to put lettuce on this one, man, this is going to make it healthy.
A little healthy.
This one has chili on it. This one has chili, bacon, and egg on it.
Dude, you're just making me sick. We got to stop looking at this shit.
Yeah, this is people. People looking up the Luther Burger if you're going to have one. You will fucking die. Like, if you're going to eat that and you live in L.A., let me know. I want to come watch this. Because I just find it fascinating when people eat shit like this. It's like, oh, see, this is why I don't eat red meat. This is why.
What else does Stacy say?
So she says, thanks for the holiday card. I absolutely love it. Shocked you didn't roofie the card or put photos of yourself in there, LOL. I think I did, Stacy. You just didn't look hard enough in that envelope. You just gotta look.
You didn't put roofies like on long and she touches it?
I sprayed my cologne on that card.
You put your scent on it, huh?
Yeah, I even kissed it. I said, this one's for you personally.
I was gonna say, I didn't get no kiss card.
No, you got my dick rubbed on that one, so.
Oh, God.
I said, I'm gonna rub my balls and close this one on it. All for you. See, and I blew it in the mailbox, too. I said, all for you, man.
And I loved you put Phenomenal One movie spoilers. I would love to see the mailman's face when he saw that. Like, what the fuck is this?
Actually, I know the mailman that took it or whatever. He was just like, the movie spoiler studios. Yeah, that's right. Hey, cut me some slack. My hand got tired. I got tired of writing addresses.
I'm surprised you just didn't, like, print off labels.
I was, but then I realized I was lazy and didn't want to waste my labels.
Yeah.
Because I had to send out 148 of these goddamn things. So, shit, I didn't realize how many fucking people would respond to it. And then I like how people, because I did write the addresses on there. Like, for the first batch I did do the labels, but then I got lazy, and then I feel like going to the store to get more, so I just wrote it on there. And then by the time I got to, like, the 60th one, I was like, no, my hand is tired. So I just started putting Phenomenal One booty spoilers. It's like, so, like, some you'll see with some shorter addresses on there or whatever, and some you'll just see, like, I just probably said, fucking just put P1.
Yeah, and thank you for that. That was a really cool card, too.
Hey, no problem, man. Make sure you sniff it after we're done here.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was right after I jerked off, too.
Oh, God.
It's funny. He's holding it right now. He's like, oh, God.
Now I will never open another letter from you ever again.
Oh, man, don't say that now, baby. Come on now. You got to get my Valentine's Day card.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a used condom. With a coupon to a Luther Burger. She says, what is your party plans for New Year's, though?
It's to you, not to me. I don't exist in the world, in Stacy's world.
She said y'all, so answer the fucking question.
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet? What the hell? What do you mean you don't know yet, man?
It's a few days. I gotta figure it out. I don't know yet. I might be working on the site or doing a podcast show. I don't know.
See why you don't exist, Z? Because now you're not about to exist in my world neither. Well, me, Stacy, I'm going out being the fucking Phenomenal One. We're gonna hit a rooftop lounge up, whatever. We're gonna get rooftop, and I'm gonna get drunk and stand on top of it and go, I'm king of the fucking world 2014 until I get tased and escorted out the building.
You get tased on the rooftop, you're gonna fall off the building.
I've learned to keep my balance these days.
That's good. That's very. Oh, so when you get pulled over, you know how to. Walk the line.
I know how to walk the line and everything, whatever. I know when they flash the light in your eye, just close your eyes. That way they won't. just close your eyes. That way they won't know what's going on. Matter of fact, put dark glasses on and tell them you're blind.
There you go.
You know what you do is you get the stuffed animal in the back and you put it in your lap and make sure, like, Agatha is giving you a blowjob or something. The cop will think you're so crazy. He'll just say, fuck it, go on.
Yeah. I'm sure New Year's in L.A. is probably, like, it's probably one second biggest city next to New York.
Yeah, man.
Would you ever go there?
In L.A. Around New Year's is $90, so if you come to party in L.A., you better be spending some cheese.
Would you ever go to New York to watch the ball drop?
I've been there twice for the ball drop.
And is there anything special?
It's cool. For the first time. The second time, whatever.
Is it true to get, like, 1 million people?
I don't remember seeing 1 million people there. So, I mean, it was crowded, but I can say this. Comic-Con looked crowdeder.
Okay.
So, yeah, it looked more crowded than that, whatever. But I don't think people cared anymore. I think that was a thing of the 90s. I went, like, after I was 21, so I think people now are just like, it's whatever. whatever. We're just trying to go to a bar and drink or whatever now. But, last comment we got here is from Cynthia. She says, with the new year right around the corner, can we get a glimpse of what 2014 may hold for the future of Throwback Tuesday Films? No.
Nothing. You'll get nothing but top-notch shit from us.
I was about to say, you get nothing, Cynthia. You don't get a goddamn thing.
Dude, we had three girls fucking comment. What the hell? That's awesome.
Hey, movie fucker's a girl, too? Oh, no, wait, no, that's a dude. Never mind.
No. But, no, you're gonna get, like, awesome films. That's what you're gonna get.
An you know awesome what? You can show. Seriously say that this is the only site in Movies Full of Podcast Gump that has girls that comment more than the guys.
Well, it's because Stacy loves your voice, and Cynthia posts every movie we do, so she's awesome.
Yeah, Cynthia doesn't have a life, so she's
Ariana, I think that's her. I think that's like the fourth time I think I've seen her post. Maybe she might have done more, but I don't remember.
Yeah, she posts every goddamn week. So
Cynthia's all over the place.
She's all over the fucking place, whatever. She need to get her ass back to blackjack and her dealing, or whatever she does in Vegas. Shit, I forgot. I think you hook her, right, Cynthia? Is that what you do in Vegas? She's going to kick my ass next week.
But no, we cannot tell you what's up for 2014.
And you going to get, I mean, how do you answer that without, I mean, you're going to just get movies. I mean, so you're going to get your action movies. You're going to get your horror movies. You're going to get your big blockbuster movies. You're going to get your animated movies. You know, you're going to get all that stuff still. Whatever.
The only movie we have not done a love story yet.
Oh, that's actually on the list, but, you know, we'll
it's on the list. Yeah, it's probably on the list, but we haven't done one yet. Probably because, you know, that'll be our feminine side.
Because love doesn't count. It doesn't even matter. So
love doesn't cost a thing.
Yeah, love is bullshit. That's why. I'm going to do some emo love shit, whatever. My heart is bleeding for you. Actually, we did. We did Twilight, remember?
Oh, yeah. We did Twilight. I try to block that one out of my memory.
We did Twilight. We did everything on this show.
We did Twilight. We haven't done a porn.
Twilight is a romantic movie in its own way.
We haven't done a porn yet.
Oh, don't worry. That's on the list, too, whatever. Man, I'm telling you, shit. Back in the Sack, too?
We can at least maybe do the Pirates movie. That's like the big budget movie.
No, we're going to do the Avengers one. We're going to do the Avengers porn.
Oh, yeah.
Since we can't do the actual movie, we're going to do the porno instead.
Well, you got to make sure it came out before 2012.
Oh, it did. Don't worry.
Remember I told you I got guys at work listening to the show now? They're like, so when you get the New Year's, that mean you're going to do some movies in 2012? I'm like, no. It's everything before 2012. That's the focus. That's the plot of the show.
I thought you were going to tell me they were gay lovers or something like that.
They loved listening to Nightmare Before Christmas show.
I thought you was going to say they were gay lovers and they wanted to rape my body or something like that. I was like, oh, no, okay.
That's just out there.
Tell them to get in line then, people.
Ohio's not very acceptive to that kind of lifestyle.
What happened?
Ohio's not very acceptive to that lifestyle.
Yeah, I saw you guys airport. I know what you guys are accepted to. Republicans and old people.
Just think this is like the down south back in the day for gays.
No, it's the down south for everybody back in the day. Down there. I swear to God, it ain't, it don't get no more redneckish than it does down there. Anyway, though, people, Stacy, you being Latin, I don't think you want to go down there. They'd hang your ass. Anyway, people, it's been another edition of Throwback Tuesday. I want to wish you guys a happy New Year. Get drunk New Year's Eve, whatever. Which by the time this goes up, it will be New Year's Eve, whatever.
Listen to the show and drink. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And we want to thank you for this incredible year that you guys have given us. It has been truly an honor to do another year for Movie Spoilers and the first year of Throwback Tuesday as well, whatever. So, I am your host, the Phenomenal One.
Yes, and thank you guys, and have a good New Year. And this time next week, we'll be crowned the best podcast show.
Yes!
That's next week!
Yes, we will be crowned the best in the world.
Because if you listen to the Darkness show, we think Spill might be already out of the picture. They shouldn't be winning the award.
They better be or whatever. That's all I got to say. Whatever. Because I've told Corey personal, like I've told Martin personally, I'm gonna win and beat y'all. Tears off your face, whatever. But either way, it doesn't matter because we're guaranteed to win this. So many people have been backing us up on this. It's not even funny. I am like, my confidence level of winning this is like at an all time high. Z,
it's awesome.
Right now, you should look at me right now. Look at me right now. Just look at me. Look at me.
You're on. Yeah. You're like floating on thin air.
That girl is on fire. Or, I mean, that dude. My bad.
Should I start busting out Alicia Keys?
Yeah, her and Katniss.
That girl on fire!
That girl on fire! You can tell that dude loves his job. He's like,
yeah. But,
he's
yeah.
like, I ain't gotta get put in this shit, so I love it.
Yes, but thank you guys for amazing time, comments, voting. Voting's been awesome. You know, we'll do better next year as well.
Yeah, so later, bastards.
See ya. Thank you.